Father, I just thank you right now. And Father God, if there's something that you need to do, then Father God, we give you full permission to do it. Move among your people right now, Lord. Change and rearrange. Bring them to the place that you need them to be, Father. And Father, we thank you for your presence that's here this morning. We thank you for your goodness and your grace. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Nancy went into deep intercession for something this morning. I was giving God a chance to speak, but he wanted to. We need to be obedient to what God is calling us for to do. Amen. This morning we're going to talk about the fresh rain of his presence that's needed for the harvest. And Psalm 68:8 says, "The earth shook, the heavens also dropped rain at the presence of God. Sinai itself was moved at the presence of God, the God of Israel." The earth shook, the heavens also dropped rain at the presence of God. Sinai itself was moved at the presence of God, the God of Israel. The body of Christ needs to be like the scripture. Everything shook when the presence of God arrived on the scene. We don't have what we need within ourselves to honor God the way we should. And until we honor God the way we should, God cannot do anything for us. We need to, you know, we are embarking on a brand new year starting today. Well, a brand new year starting in December is what God has said. And it's taking us into 2020. How are you going to go into 2020? Are you going to go in half saved, which doesn't work? Or are you going to go in all the way saved from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet and everything in between? That's the only way that God can use you in the fullness that he wants to use you. There's too many people out there lost and dying that need to hear the truth of God's word. And there's not enough still, according to God, people in the house of God that are sold out to where he can use them to minister to these people. I really would just love for you to, for this month of December, to just check yourselves out every day and just take time with the Father and draw yourself closer to him, so that whenever we go into 2020, you will go in there totally and completely engrafted in God, and the enemy will not be able to take you out in any way, shape, or form. So in Psalm 68:8, while researching this verse or what it was saying, this is what I read. The original Hebrew of the phrase in this passage, "the heavens also dropped rain," gives a sense of meaning that it literally rained down prophetic discourses. So when the presence of the Lord comes, he comes with fresh commissioning. This is what I thought was neat, because as we get in the presence of God, he gives us fresh commissioning. And when he releases spiritual rain through his presence, he releases something of spiritual substance, even if it is just a thought. That thought carries power if God releases it. All right? God's word has creative ability to accomplish in you what he purposes to do through you. God has been trying to change us, and he talks about it constantly, but still we have not understood to the fullness of what he's trying to do, and we are not being changed from glory to glory. And last night as I was sitting studying, God said, "Watch a man. How does a man treat his wife and his family? If he treats them well, then you can tell by how he treats his wife and family how much depth he has in God. And if you're always, you know, in discord or always grumpy or, you know, or if you just don't have any patience with your family, then you're not deep enough in God. This is what God spoke to me last night. He's trying to get men to take their rightful place in their families and trying to get men to raise up their families in the way of the Lord. I see too many children disgruntled and unhappy because the head is not doing what they should be doing. And if you're saying amen, then you check your own self out too. Amen. Because I see too many unhappy children that are in the homes of what's where the man's supposed to be walking with God. If that's the case, then why are your children unhappy if you're walking with God 100%? All right, I want you to really think about this. And we know the kids are a handful these days. They're not like they used to be 50 years ago. They're a handful. Brittany's sitting there, and she's a school teacher, and so she can tell you in schools, they're a handful. I read the other day where the teacher got kicked out of school because she beat up one of her kids because they got so unruly. You know, kids are really not what they used to be, but if we're walking with God the way we profess to be, then we will have patience with our children. All right. All right. So I said, God's word has creative ability to accomplish in you what he purposed to do through you. That is why it is so important that we learn to be zealous and spontaneous in our obedience to the whispers of the Holy Spirit. You know, God's been telling us that he's going to be whispering to us. He's not going to be shouting, not going to have thunders and lightnings, but he's going to, in a still small voice, he's going to be talking to us. And so we have to be listening for that still small voice. And if we have our mind someplace else, we can't hear that still small voice. And this is why we don't know what God wants us to do, because we're really too busy with our ears listening to other things. I'm just hearing God say there's too much contention in the body of Christ. And the contention has to be done away with before you can have a close walk with God. We need the attitude that Mary had when she said in Luke 1:38, then Mary said, "Behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. So she said, "Behold, I'm the maidservant of the Lord, so let it be to me according to your word." In other words, whatever God wants, whatever you want to do with me, Lord, I'll do it. You hear that? Whatever you want to do with me, Lord, I'll do it. How many of you can honestly say that you do not do everything that God is telling you to do? That, you know, you hear it and you know you should do it, but you don't end up doing it because you're too engrossed in other things of the world. We're too busy with other things. How many of you even can say that right now you're so busy you don't know you have time to go to bed? I mean, you know, really, isn't it really busy? I was thinking the other day, I said, Lord, by this time I'd have my house all decorated for Christmas, but we got boxes of junk everywhere. It's just like total confusion. We're so busy, we can't get what we need done. And I don't understand why that is. But God did tell us, get your house in order, because there's going to come a time you'll be so busy that you won't be able to get your house in order. So there's a lot of things going on out there. And we have to make sure that the enemy doesn't get us into that busyness and we don't hear God's voice. When God's reign comes, it not only brings a confirmation of your inheritance, but also brings refreshing. Psalm 68:9 says, "You, O God, sent a plentiful rain, whereby you confirmed your inheritance when it was weary. Your congregation dwelt in it. You, O God, provided from your goodness for the poor." Now, according to this scripture, God's made a way when we grow weary. We've all grown weary at times. And in discouragement, we have said to ourselves, that word is never going to happen. It is so far away. In other words, a prophetic word that you receive, you say to yourself, that word is never going to happen. It is so far away. But when the Lord brings something fresh within you, it releases a new confidence. You know, God brings that refreshing to you. Then you say, it is going to happen. And you get a whole new mindset. And I believe right now the body of Christ needs a whole new mindset. They need a refreshing from God. And this is what this is all about. God wants to refresh us. When you're walking in this spiritual rain that comes from the presence of God, it's the only way you can get it, is from the presence of God. When you're under an open heaven, which God said we are, this simply means that you are walking in the presence of the King of Kings, and there is no restriction between you and him. So, God has told us we're walking over, there's an open heaven over us. Now, if you believe that, then you're walking in the presence of the King of Kings, God himself, and there is no restriction between you and him. Whatever you want, God's going to do, if it lines up with his word. All right? Ephesians 3:12 tells us, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence through faith in him. You know, God's been telling us we have to come boldly to the throne of grace, not creeping on our hands and knees, but come boldly to the throne of grace and have confidence that he's going to listen to us and he's going to speak to us and he's going to give us direction. In the book of Revelation, John describes the Lord on the throne as having a countenance more brilliant than the noonday sun. And in Revelation 1:16 says, in his right hand he held seven stars, and that's the churches. And coming out of his mouth was a sharp double-edged sword. His face was like the sun shining in all of its brilliance. And Proverbs 16:15 says, in the light of the king's face is life, and his favor is like a cloud of the latter rain. So if you walk under an open heaven, guess what? The king's light will overshadow you. The light from his brilliant face releases his life, but it also releases his favor, which is like a cloud of the latter rain. His favor is described as a spiritual rain. Therefore, we need to walk in his favor. God is trying to get your attention this morning to tell you he wants to bring. Remember, we talked about the former and latter rain a couple services ago. And God told me today is the day that he wants to drop the latter rain in his favor. He wants to refresh us today. He wants to refresh us and bring us up higher with him. He said, because my people right now are disgruntled and they're unhappy because things aren't turning out the way they want them to. And I'm not moving the way they want me to move it. Today, God wants to change that. So as you listen to this, as you read it, let God get inside of you and let God change and rearrange those things inside of you that are stopping the latter rain from overtaking you. Now, Joel talks about the latter rain in Joel 2:23. Joel says, be glad then, you children of Zion, that's us, and rejoice in the Lord your God. He's been telling us to rejoice for how long now? Prophetic word after prophetic word. Rejoice, rejoice, rejoice. So Joel says, rejoice in the Lord your God. Why? For he has given you the former rain faithfully. He's already given the former rain. And he will cause the rain to come down for you, the former rain and the latter rain in the first month. Right now is the time God is dropping the latter rain. Are you going to be a receiver of the latter rain? And we're going to see what it does. What does the latter rain release? In Joel 2:24, the threshing floors shall be full of wheat, which means a full harvest, and the vats shall overflow with new wine and oil. We see here that God's refreshing rains produce wheat, which symbolizes a harvest of souls, and also that it causes new wine and oil to flow. We know that new wine comes from grapes and oil comes from olives, so the harvest rain also produces grapes and olives. Harvest of wheat, this is what the latter rain gives us, a harvest of wheat, new wine, and fresh oil. And I remember God said, I'm pouring fresh oil upon you this night, one time when you were laying here on the floor. See, if you would just listen to what God is saying and receive it, then you've already have it. But a lot of people hear it and they just say, well, that sounded good, and they go on and never receive it. We see that God's spiritual rain not only brings a harvest of wheat or souls. This is what the latter rain's all about. God wants to empower you with the anointing to go forth and win souls. But it also gives us spiritual new wine and oil. God's new wine of the Spirit will make you so happy that you can hardly stand it. The oil represents the precious anointing of the Holy Spirit, which is the power of God. The outpouring of harvest rain also brings restoration. The outpouring of harvest rain also brings restoration. There's so many in the body of Christ that God is trying to restore back into the rightful places, but they feel like they don't deserve it, and that's a lie from the enemy. Let God restore you back into his kingdom, and let him restore you back into what he's called you forth to do. And Joel 2:25 says, so I will restore to you the years that the swarming locust has eaten, the crawling locust, the consuming locust, and the chewing locust, my great army which I sent among you. God says, I want to restore the years, not the days, but the years that the enemy has stolen from you. The seeds of his word may lie dormant in you for years. You see that? The prophetic word he spoke over you is a seed. The seeds of his word may lie dormant in you for years, but as the Lord begins to rain on those seeds, he causes a fruit to come forth from your life. God now wants to pour that latter rain on that seed that's inside of us, and he wants to bring forth the thing that he's calling you forth to do. He said, with all surety of heart, he wants to bring you forth to do the things he's calling you forth to do. You may have thought you've missed out on God, but you have not missed out on God, because God is forever faithful, and he does call us and he does restore us back into his kingdom. So the seeds of his word, those seeds might have been lying dormant within you, and you got disgruntled, you know, and discouraged, and you walked away from God before God could pour his rain on those seeds to make them come forth. But see, you want it done in your timing, and God wants to do it in his timing, because he knows when you're mature enough to handle the fruit of those seeds. When he plants a seed, you're not mature enough yet. But he plants those seeds and he keeps watering and watering and watering until the final watering comes to produce a fruit. There's a lot of things he has to get out of us before he can produce a harvest of those seeds. All right. Another key passage about God's harvest showers is found in Psalm 65, verse 9. You visit the earth and water it. You greatly enrich it. The river of God is full of water. You provide their grain, for as you have prepared it. For so you have prepared it. You water its ridges abundantly. You settle its furrows, and you make it soft with showers. You bless its growth. You crown the year with your goodness, and your paths drip with abundance. They drop on the pastures of the wilderness, and the little hills rejoice on every side. The pastures are clothed with flocks. The valleys also are covered with grain. They shout for joy. They also sing. So harvest rain brings joy, singing, and celebration. Let's just stop there. How long has God been trying to get us to celebrate? You want to sing, oh, sweet by and by, someday in the sky. And God wants us to be celebrating. He said, you're only going to get the new wine as you celebrate. That's what he's saying right now. So learn to celebrate. Learn to rejoice. Amen. The other day, little Isaiah was doing something he shouldn't have done, and I fussed with him. He said, oh, if I can only sing a new song today. And he started making up a song about God, you know, and how happy God is. And you know, he's just something else. And that's the way we should be, too. Whenever somebody's trying to get us down, we should sing a new song, right? So he just makes up his little new songs all as he goes along. So I said, harvest rain brings joy, singing, and celebration. Why? Because it releases new wine. This celebration, singing, releases new wine. Don't you want to be so saturated with his new wine that you can't help but speak of the loving kindness of our God whenever you open your mouth? The new wine will do that to you. The reason why the only thing you do when you open your mouth is moan and groan and complain is because you have not learned to sing and celebrate and be full of joy. You don't have the harvest rain operating within your life. Amen. God so wants this morning to pour out his showers of golden rain from heaven over your life. He's going to do a new thing in and through you. Are you listening? This is the time that God wants to do a new thing in and through you. Let's get that through our heads today. Or let's bypass our head and go down into our heart, into our spirit, because our heads try to digest things too long, right? And we just needed to go from our ears to our spirit. And let's just let God do a new thing within us today so we can be happy the rest of December and go into 2020 totally committed to God and walking in the fullness of his joy. Isaiah 42:9 says, behold, the former things have come to pass. The former rain's already happened. And new things I declare before they spring forth, I tell you of them. Quit wanting to go back to what you used to have. God is taking us in a new direction. He's taking us into higher heights and deeper depths. And we're going to need this latter rain to do all the great and powerful things that God is calling us forth to do. All right, this morning God is offering to you rains that will bring the 100-fold harvest of his word spoken over your life. This morning God is offering to you rains that will bring the 100-fold harvest of his word spoken over your life. So what has God spoken over your life? He wants to bring it 100-fold today. Words about the past, the present, and future for your family, your region, your ministry, and your nations. 100-fold today. I'm going to tell you, I had another message all prepared. I'm going to give it Wednesday. But then God had me change up and do this. And Teresa Ann said, why do you always change up? You're always up there studying. What are you doing? But God knows what he wants to do, and he knows how the body of Christ has been discouraged, and he wants to enlighten each and every one of us this morning, and he wants to walk in the encouragement of his word and to go forth and do great mighty works for him. Amen. Seek the Lord for the harvest rain. Let's just take some time and seek him for the full outpouring of his latter rain blessing. I want you to be doing this while you're sitting here. Let's just take some time and seek him for the full outpouring of his latter rain blessing. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. He wants to bring forth the fruit of his word, and your heart is good soil for it. Get ready to go to a new level of walking more deeply with him, and let him refresh you now with his rain, knowing that he who made and formed you will establish you in your destiny and calling. Right now, as I'm speaking, God wants you to stretch forth your hands toward heaven and tell him, Lord, I receive your rain. Let it rain down on me. Let it pour. I want a downpour. Now just take time and just let him pour on you right now. Just receive. Just receive. And God's saying, if you really believe right now, you're going to find yourself walking in miracle-working power. Your life is going to be totally and completely changed. New strength, new power, new healing virtues flowing through your body. You know, God said there's no mountain too high, no valley too wide that he can't come and take you out of. Allow him to move in a way he's never moved before. Resurrection rain. From this day forth, may the brilliant light of God's face shine upon you in a great way, and may you reflect His light. You reflect His light. The light that releases the manifold wisdom of God through your life. Let's just forget about yesterday and what happened yesterday. Let the fullness of His reign just flood over you right now. Then let your light so shine before men that you don't care what other people think. You don't care what they say. You just know you're one with God. And you and your oneness with God will go forth and do a great and mighty work for God. The enemy has stolen enough. Tell him you're not stealing anymore. Let us go boldly before His throne right now. But let us also become awakened to the fullness of our blessing of living in a place of constant, continuous fellowship with Him who sits upon the throne. Just go boldly into the throne room right now and say, Father, here I am. And I'm not leaving till You bless me. I'm not leaving till I have the fullness of Your glory. As you receive all that God's doing for you right now, from today on will be a time of living even more powerfully under open heavens and the cloud of His presence. His favor, which brings true riches, release the latter rain upon you for a fresh time of harvest for you and your household. Today, after this morning, you live more fully under the open heavens. And under that open heaven, you have full and total complete access to heaven, and you can go there to the throne room anytime you desire, and God will meet you there. Now God's saying, get ready. Be of good cheer. Celebrate. Your eyes shall see the glory of the Lord. Get ready. Be of good cheer. Celebrate. Your eyes shall see the glory of the Lord. Excuse me. Every day, keep asking God to pour out more of the latter rain. every day. Before you get out of bed, say, God, I need more of that latter rain today. Before my feet ever hit the floor, I need more of that latter rain. Ask Him for the harvest as you go forth. Father God, put the lost souls in front of me. Let me minister to those lost souls. Not out of my woundedness, but out of my fullness and completeness in You. Too many of God's people are trying to save souls out of their woundedness, and it doesn't work. Every day, thank Him for the favor He has bestowed upon you to possess the kingdom. Every day, thank Him. God, I thank You for the favor You've given me today. I thank You, God, that You love me so much, that You empower me every day to go forth and win the harvest of lost souls. See, we don't do the right things before we ever get out of bed, and then we get busy, and then we never do them, because the busyness of the world keeps us from going into the presence of the Father. Every day, put on a fresh anointing of the presence of the Lord. His latter rain brings forth the olive, which is anointing oil of fresh power in the Holy Spirit. Every day, put on a fresh anointing of the presence of the Lord. His latter rain brings forth the olive, which is the anointing oil of fresh power in the Holy Spirit. Every one of us in here today, we need the fresh power in the Holy Spirit. If you didn't need it, then why you get messed up every day? See, that fresh power And the Holy Spirit keeps you from messing up. It keeps you on the right path. After this morning, the Lord is going to take your life and display His goodness, His grace, and His manifold wisdom through you. So I don't care what you do in life. I don't care what your job is. I don't care what you do during the day. God is going to show Himself through you. You're going to be surprised, you kids, even when you're walking into school, kids are going to start saying, "What's different about you?" And you and your worldly mind are going to say, "Nothing." Because, see, you haven't yet comprehended the newness that God is placing with inside of you. All right? I know that because when I was first born again, people said to me, "What's different about you?" And I said, "Nothing." See, I didn't know it, but it was there. God was there, and He was shining through. But one day I realized what was going on. So when people say that to you, just grin to yourself and say, "It's the fresh new oil of the Holy Spirit shining through me." All right? All right, I want you to thank God for the cloud of favor He has released over you, the favor that releases the latter rain. Fresh favor that releases the latter rain. Ask God for the kingdom. It is God's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. We've taught about that. Which is the favor to walk in the fullness of your inheritance. Ask God for the kingdom. It is His good pleasure to give you the kingdom, which is the favor to walk in the fullness of your inheritance. Perhaps you've been going through a narrow place. If so, decree over your life that it is a time of release for you. Just decree over your life right now that it's time of release for you, and you're going to be get out of that narrow place into the fullness of God's kingdom. As you go through the gate, you will make a powerful transition in the spirit right now as you're crying out to God, decreeing that you're walking out of that narrow place. You're making a powerful transition in the spirit. God said this is newness of life that He's been speaking about. He's given each one of us newness of life. And what will transpire from this day forward will be new to you. Because you have not gone this way before. And He's saying, don't think it a strange thing. Because He's been promising us that for quite some time now. That we would walk in the newness and the fullness of life. As you say yes to Him, and even as you enter through the doors that He opens, it is preparation for the courses to be laid for the multitudes to follow. In other words, God's going to start opening doors before you. And as you walk through those doors, then you're going to be preparing a path for the lost souls to come and follow. And they won't have to fight and struggle like we did. Because you paid the price. You're laying a path for them to follow. So don't get jealous. Because they don't have to go through what you went through. Just thank God that they don't have to go through what you went through. Because we all know that some of the things we had to go through just about destroyed us. But for the grace of God. But for the grace of God, He kept encouraging us, telling us not to quit, and telling us to keep down, going that path, that it was going to end soon. Well, today is a day that all ends. And today is a new dispensation of time. And today is a day that I so desire to bring you into the fullness of who I really am in my kingdom. Your breakthrough of today will become the breakthrough for many in the future. So are you truly receiving a breakthrough today? If it is, then those who follow after you will have their breakthroughs also. I'm hearing God say He never skips a heartbeat. Every beat of His heart has a purpose. And right now his heart is purpose for beating is to bring us all into the fullness of who we are in Christ Jesus, to give us that latter rain, that fresh new oil that has the powerful anointing to send us forth to accomplish our task in his kingdom. Joel 2:23 says, "Be glad then, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God. For he hath given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain, and the latter rain in the first month. And the floor shall be full of wheat, and the vats shall overflow with wine and oil." There, rejoice, you children of Zion, rejoice. So be glad, rejoice, 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 rejoice in the Lord your God. I want you just to release a great shout of praise right now before the Father. Now, see, if you couldn't release that great shout of joy, what is your problem? If you sat here and could not release a shout of joy, what kind of bondage are you really in? You'd ask yourself that. Why could I not give God a shout of praise right now? Something is holding you back. And that something's going to keep you from this latter rain. Is everybody listening? You need this latter rain. You need it more than you would ever think you would need it. God said it's fresh new waters that is releasing upon his children. An abundance of grain in your vats. Everything will overflow with my goodness as you shout the victory in your camp. You know, some of you might just have to shout your victory every day. You know, in your car, in your home. Well, you're not in your workplace. But, you know, in your car or on the street, but not your workplace. They'd fire you if you did that in your workplace, right? But you just need to start shouting. Shout the victory. My shout is, "Devil, get out of my house now in the name of Jesus." So loud it would wake the dead. Amen? And I thank God that he heard that shout and that the enemy has to flee. You see, God's saying that we're too passive with the enemy. We allow him to come in and to steal, kill, and destroy every day. But he really has no right. He can do that because we sit idly by. And we don't praise him. We don't do the shouts of joy. We don't mind screaming at our kids. But yet we won't scream at the devil. We won't give shouts of joy to the Father. Are you understanding this? You kids that work at the bowling alley, when they hit the pins and everybody shout, you shout joy too. They won't know the difference, but you can be shouting joy in your workplace, right? Come on. We have many opportunities to shout to the Lord and we don't use them. All right, your shout should be shouts of joy, shouts of victory, shouts of exuberance, that celebrating the light of the King's face. We behold the light of the King's face, the light that releases life and a cloud of favor that releases the latter rain. This morning, God has given you instruction in how you are to live the rest of your life. And I was talking to Aaron in the office, and I said, I am not going to compromise my walk with God. People are going to have to come up. I'm not going down. And each one of you need to do that. I'm not going down. You're going to come up, or we just can't be. But I'm not going to compromise my walk with God. I'm going to shout shouts of joy whether you like it or not. I'm going to play my music loud whether you like it or not. I'm going to let the world know that I serve God and not the devil. Your countenance shows me who you serve. If you serve God, you have a countenance that's smiling. You're not downcast, downtrodden. I really get tired of looking at that. I'm going to give you a little mask with a big smiley face on them, make you wear them. You know, the ones that you are downcast all the time. So when I look at you, I always see that big smiley face. And I have to laugh at you because you look so ridiculous. Amen? Come on. Remember whenever years ago they used to put a dunce hat on the kids and make them sit in the corner when they're bad? Well, I'm going to give you a smiley face to put on when you're bad. Amen? No, I'm not. Now, do you really want the latter rain?
Yes.
Do you truly want the latter rain?
Yes.
And the latter rain is to cause you to go completely, totally into His presence so that you can be a vessel that God can use to bring in the harvest. Wherever you go, people should look at you and say, there's something different about you. What is it? And you should be able to say, Jesus. We can't be ashamed of Jesus. We just say, I have Jesus in me. But now if you're cussing or looking at pornography or lusting after somebody, you won't say Jesus. You say, I don't really know. Amen. So that's why we have to be living a holy life, walking in righteousness, and being everything that God's called us for to be. We're supposed to be just like Jesus. The altar's open for this morning for you to receive the latter rain. God already started to work during the teaching, but you need the latter rain. I'm going to tell you something, guys. Please don't be embarrassed about God. You know, other people out there, they're calling themselves ministers, and they're living in sin, and you think they're really prospering, but they're not. They're digging their grave deeper and deeper into hell. You just go ahead and serve God and be happy and joyous, and you just go forth and do the great mighty works that God wants you to do.